up north. Mm-hmm. And I feel that West Virginia was one of the most segregated, integrated places I have ever been in my life. Mm-hmm. Because I happen to have been somewhat in a position to determine these mm-hmm. racial undertones mm-hmm. and these barriers that existed underneath mm-hmm. that they were trying to show on the outside to be just the opposite. But they weren't, you see.
Or, now, in Montgomery now, are there any neighborhoods which still are exclusively all white or all black?
Well.
Or we'll ask the question this
it's
way.
It's hard for me to say because I don't, you know, know that much about it.
You could actually move anywhere in Montgomery now, couldn't you?
Now, I'm supposed to be able to do that. And you know, it's like I was saying when I said I just learned where my house is, mm-hmm. that it's in Hart Estates. Mm-hmm. Conversely, I didn't realize it, that it was the kind of thing that we as Negroes couldn't have come down here. We actually could have, but I mean, we couldn't have lived here, I know that much. Mm-hmm. But as I have heard so many people talk about the fact of where we are living now, we are living now in an area where we couldn't even walk into. Well, you see, I'm sure that it's exaggerated, because if I wanted to walk here, I could have walked and I would have. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm sure it's an exaggeration, because I've never really felt those type of pressures. I knew that there were certain areas that you couldn't buy homes.
What would those areas principally have been?
Down here, for one.
South Montgomery.
Right. Whatever it's called down here. It's just a place for me to live yeah. with my family.
Think I can anyway. Mm-hmm. Let's see, we talked about neighborhoods. Still talking about neighborhoods. What now are in Montgomery? Are the wealthiest kinds of neighborhoods? Where would they be?
Oh boy, I would imagine McGee Estates. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about what they are called out there near Jeff Davis. That too could be mm-hmm. the McGee Estates, I'm not sure.
That we're talking about out mm-hmm. Southeast Montgomery?
Is that where that is? I don't know.
It's towards the southeast.
Hey.
I don't guess there really was a name.
No, uh-huh. Given.
What about just regular middle class neighborhoods? What sections of Montgomery would that cover?
I somehow feel that it's all kind of intermingled, really.
If you consider Montgomery, it's mostly a middle-class city.
I would think so.
You think there's any particular reason why there would be maybe not quite as much poverty here as other places?
Well,
at least in Alabama.
And I don't know that many places. My husband knows more about it, and he's the one that came to Alabama new. And I basically haven't been to it but about mm-hmm. four places in Alabama, but I'll say here in the Montgomery area, I'll speak on the basis of the Negro population. At one time there was nothing here for them to do, for mm-hmm. us to do, except to become educated. Mm-hmm. I've always said to my husband, I said, we have more Negroes in Montgomery, Alabama, that are as educated as anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. I said, because this is all we can do. go to school and try to do twice as much mm-hmm. as maybe the whites had to do. Mm-hmm. When it came down to the point of the integration mandates coming in from Washington and coming from higher authority, that you must have thus and so number of black principals. The black principals that they could have had didn't have to go to school to get their masters. They already had masters. Mm-hmm. Whereas the principals here that were white were able to be a principal without a master's. Mm-hmm. And in order for them to retain it, they had to go and get it. You see, go and get their master's degree, see. And this is what one of the things that had annoyed me so much about West Virginia State. Because the Negroes there didn't take advantage of the nearness of the college and being able to, you know, better themselves and things of this nature. And they, at the time when even I was there as Dean of Women, they were in a much better position to have financial help than the people here were able to have, because they didn't have these kind of scholarships for doing nothing, you know, at the times when they all went out to get it.
I figure the university has been pretty important here.
As Alabama State University, I think it has been important simply because it was the only available school. It was the only available school to the Negro population.